Welcome to the No Fear Marketing Show. I'm Darren with the Marketing Renegades, and today we are talking AI. Now, you're hearing about AI everywhere, and you, like everybody else, are probably wondering, where in the world do I apply AI to my business? There are so many AI bots out there and so many different ways to do it. In fact, you know, I subscribe to an AI newsletter, as I'm sure many of you do. Actually, a lot of newsletters. I get a lot of stuff. And I'm always shocked at how many companies there are out there and how many places that do AI or have AI solutions. And all of a sudden, it's a scramble to figure out what who's got what and how you should implement it. And the landscape, if you're a landscaper, this would apply too. But the landscape for AI is getting very big, very fast. And it leaves people like you and I in a position where, hey, we're not really sure how to use it. So today, I'm going to talk to you about some of the coolest ways that you can deploy AI in your business right away. Not just the coolest ones, but the ones that can turn your business into a more serious and more legitimate business almost overnight, put you on the same level as some of these big competitors out there that are in the same space you are, okay? But first, let's do this. Let's go all the way back to 1996, because what's going on right now reminds me of my personal experience that happened in 1996. If you were not born in 1996, I'm sorry. However, I don't want to bore you, but I think this will be plenty helpful for you. So 1996, I'm a young man, almost 30 years ago, early 20s. And with my brother, we started a website design business. Now, I jumped in. I didn't really know a whole lot about computers back then. I was way interested in marketing, but, you know, computers, everybody just had, like, what was it? Pentium with Windows 95, that was the big thing. That will date me. But in any case, I jumped in and started learning HTML so I could help companies and businesses have websites. So I've been in this game for a very, very long time. But let me tell you what it was like. So I would learn the HTML, and then I went out and I would go to all these different small business owners and I would say, hey, listen, having a website is the wave of the future, and it's something that every small business owner should do because it will help your business. And then the owners would look at me and they say, great. Well, how's it going to help my business? And I'd be like, oh man, well, it's like having a public place where you can have more information about your business. Because remember, back then, websites were not very interactive. They were not smart. They didn't know how to collect information very well. They were just basically brochures online. And I struggled to come up with ways that I could tell people how a website would actually help them. And I remember walking out of one guy's office just thinking, man, how do websites really help? And I started questioning my very purpose in this business. Like, I don't even know who needs a website anymore and what it does and blah, blah, blah. Well, that just was for one day. But obviously, it didn't take very long before, if you didn't have a website, then you were not considered any kind of serious business whatsoever. And can you imagine right now if you were to engage with a company that said, we don't need a website and we don't need email, we don't need any kind of that digital communication. It wouldn't matter what that company did. You'd be thinking, gosh, these guys, are they even a legit business? I mean, it's hard to say if I don't want to do business with somebody that wouldn't have a website or email. Well, AI is quickly going this way. So what are we seeing in the AI space? There is so much in terms of content creation. That's what most people think about. They think about content creation and help as far as that goes, but it's so much more than that. And there are some things right now that you can deploy that are highly effective for small businesses. They really level the playing field. Okay, so let me just give you a couple of differences between 1996 and what happened with websites, because you remember, it was just a year or two after that, we went through that dot-com boom, where everybody had a website and it was all the rage. Well, we're headed into that with AI again, I think. There's going to be, well, there already is an AI boom because it's going like crazy. So let me give you a couple of differences between now and then. So right now, AI, the move to AI is way faster than it was with websites. So websites, some of the people I talked to that were not interested in a website in 1996, it took them, you know, it was probably 3, 4, some maybe even 5 years before they, okay, we need a website. We got to be legit. We got to get a website. But right now, if you don't have AI deployed, probably within the next 6 months, you're going to get way left behind. So as they say, AI may not take your business, but another human using AI probably will. Now, the reason why is because AI, it can be deployed and implemented very, very quickly. We're able to deploy AI in small businesses like within a day. So it doesn't take this time, all the time setting up a website like it was back then and going through and putting up the server and deciding what they wanted on their website and how to get the right images so they load fast enough and all that kind of stuff. The technology is so advanced that you can have components running in your business immediately, okay? So that's probably the biggest thing. The other thing is now people understand that they need to have it built in because they're going to get left behind. Okay, so if I were to recommend AI, like what things would I use for AI immediately for any small business owner? Well, the very first one I would recommend is putting AI on the front end of your communications, especially if it's the marketing communications, right? So what that means is, yeah, you can use AI to create content and increase your traffic, increase your presence online, and you definitely should. But if there was one thing that I would get AI to do, it would be to answer my phones, interface with customers, and then also chat with customers online. So anything that has this communication element to it where you've got to get in front of people really, really fast, I would use AI to do it. And the reason why is if you are running your small business, you don't have time to communicate with everybody. And now things are moving so fast. If leads call in or customers call in, potential customers, and you can't get to them, then they will immediately go somewhere else to somebody that can. And then your time has passed. But if you can engage them immediately, even if it's imperfectly with AI, then that conversation gets started, things start to move, and they feel like they're moving along. So as long as your customers are feeling like their needs are getting attended to and they're progressing, then deploying AI at the very front. So that looks like then like deploying our AI assistant like April, and who can take phone calls, who can answer questions, who can help customers or leads take the next step. For example, would you like to book an appointment to talk with Bob? Or would you like a link to begin filling out your loan application? Would you like to start the paperwork here? Those kind of things. The AI assistant can do that. So it would fill that gap between when you can actually get to the customer and when they first reach out. So that gap is so super critical. Whoever's there first is going to win. And by the way, speed to lead is so important that I believe the stat is like 92% of leads go with the very first person they talk with when it comes to whatever product or service they're after. Isn't that crazy? But most people don't. Most companies, I should whisper like this. Most companies, let's do it like this. Most companies don't respond to their customers' first inquiries within 5 days. Did you hear that? 5 days. That's such a long time. All right. So a couple of quick questions then. I hear this all the time, like, oh man, what if AI doesn't work? Well, it's kind of an interesting thing. It's kind of like asking way back in 1996, well, what if people don't actually utilize my website? Sometimes it's not about what's actually on the website or what is happening with the communication. It's the fact that they did get communicated with. And that shows customers that, guess what? You are serious. So showing customers that you're a serious business, even if it's imperfect, is better than not getting back with them and trying to be perfect just because it's you that takes care of it. So yeah, it's probably not going to work perfectly. Just like your website's probably not perfect, or the last piece of marketing material went out probably wasn't perfect. And especially like way back in the late 90s, yeah, there was a lot of imperfect websites. I mean, nobody had a perfect website, okay? Okay, so the big thing is right now, the biggest aha that I'm hearing from most people is, guess what? If you use a system like TruePartner AI, then your AI assistant that does all of these things comes packaged in, get this, your CRM. So it's not that you don't need to get all these different AI bots to do different things and then have it talk to your CRM. With TruePartner AI, it's the foundation of your business. It handles all of your email and your texting and social posting and all that stuff. But now, because of what we've got embedded in it, it also has the AI assistant. So what does that look like? What does that mean? It means that if the AI assistant is taking a phone call or is responding to a Facebook message, then the AI assistant at that point will take all of this information and it will store the contact. So it'll capture the contact data. And then it will store all of the information right inside of your system. So the system that you're going to every day to see your contacts, your contact manager, look at your pipelines, all of those things has the AI built right in. And it's almost like saying, you know what? Your CRM can answer the phones. Your CRM can respond to messages. Your CRM is AI. It's such an amazing system. Okay, so with all of this, the question is, what would be my one piece of advice today? Well, unlike 1996, my one piece of advice would be do not wait. Even if it's imperfect, AI gets better every single day. And having a platform like TruePartner AI will allow your AI to grow within a system that you already have. So you're not having to change and switch and all of that kind of stuff. You have that system, you have that platform, and it just gets better. It's almost like having an iPhone that has all the stuff on it. You keep the iPhone and you keep adding things, you keep tweaking things, making them work best for you, things evolve, but you don't really have to change out your iPhone to get all those things, okay? So your mission today is to get started right away. At least that's my approach. So if you want to get started with our TruePartner AI system, our target truly is to help at least 1,000 businesses before the end of 25 level up their business by deploying AI right inside of it and helping you become a dominant force in your marketplace. Just click the link below, or you can get more info by interfacing with our AI bot, April, so you can see exactly how it works. Go to TruePartnerAI.com, check it out, or just simply message me here. Or you might even have a link. Click below. All right, talk soon.